Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Welcome back to the last dub episode recording of Alchemy This for 2021. You fast son of a bitch of the year. I'm your host, Kevin Fuck. Yes, that Kevin Fuck.
What's that?
Sure, no problem. In the fifth race, I like Smells Like Winning. In the seventh, I like What Are You Looking At? And my pick to round out the trifecta, Get Your Fucking Hands Off Me, You Freak. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? In no particular order, let's quickly check in with Chris Alvarado for his New Year's Resolution Corner. Fianced fella.
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
My New Year's resolution this year, 2022, check it. Well, this is actually New Year's resolution corner. This is not my New Year's resolution.
Right. That's right.
This is the corner where we discuss resolutions. I say, you know, make changes physically and emotionally and mentally that'll make you the best you for 2022.
Wow.
That's all I got.
That's why he's got a corner, people. Hey, there's Atul Singh, Pride of Texas. What are you hoping to do better in the new year of 2022?
Honestly, swimming.
Yes.
I'm trying to get better. Swimming, I bought some swim paddles. I forget what it's called, but a little thing I put between my hips that'll bring my hips up.
Wait. Hold up. I forget what it's called. It's the little thing you put between your hips.
Yeah. That's. It's, you know what? It's shaped like a kidney bean. You pop it right in there between your legs. You know, right by your groin. If you want, you can also put it by your feet, and then it brings your feet up or your hips up, and that way you can just focus on your stroke. I've been watching a lot of YouTube videos, a lot of Instagram reels.
Are the YouTube videos related to what you're talking about?
Well, I Google it, but sometimes it comes out wrong. Yeah.
Quick show of hands, listeners and alchemists. How many folks knew about the bean you put
I think under he's your... talking about a pool noodle, but I know about those.
I don't think it's a pool noodle.
No, it's, right, it's like...
I'll take bean or noodle for
Did
200.
Did you hear him describe what it was?
Look out. It's okay. James Heaney. Johnny Jim Joni. Please tell 2021 what you really think of it.
Oh, it sucked way worse than I thought it ever could. Huh. It was, it was filled with, I don't know. I thought, thank God 2020 is over. And it just, I don't know. Today's a bad day to ask me what I think of 2021.
No, ask I feel me, like it's a good day. I think it's the perfect day.
I just thought we were all going to be hanging out, holding hands, running. Being indoors in elevators and stuff like that. But it's not what's happening.
Completely lost sight of the bean, the bean below my balls, and I'm just picturing the holding hands running.
You know, it's just, I was a little disappointed. I had high hopes.
All right, Jiminy Cricket. And now please welcome Mark Gagliardi. Dirk Meat Mark, how will you spend your first day of the new year?
I'll spend the first day of the new year doing what I do every year on New Year's Day, making black-eyed peas, cornbread, collard greens, and if I can find them in Los Angeles, hog jowls, which are a difficult hunk of meat to find in LA. It's easier to find in the South, but that's what we eat every Christmas Day in the South, and that's what I'll be damned if I don't have on January 1st.
How do you feel about overpaying on a site, I believe, called Gold Belly, where you could have those jowls shipped in from any southern port you like?
You know, this is the first I'm hearing of having jowls shipped to me, but that seems like something that I might get on an FBI list if I just have jaws sent to me from across the country. So I might just go with bacon.
All right. I'm not allowed to say whether I work for the FBI or not. And last, may you start January 1st, 2022 with more questions than answers if you think I'm least. It's Joey Greer, Tommy Chong of Wong's. What do you promise to stop doing in 2022?
What I promise to stop doing?
In 2022.
Nothing. And I mean that I'm going to ramp everything up. Okay. That's my goal. My
Lean
goal
into
is to
it.
Actually add more to it.
Sure.
I feel like the last 2 years have been kind of a shedding, if you will.
Sure.
And now that everything's on the ground, I'm going to be able to put it right back to where it used to be with new adhesive and sharper points. So I'm ready to go.
All right, let's do a damn show, and thank you for that. All of our scene suggestions gathered from your listener emails or from our patron VIPs. What's that? Sure. To become a patron supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content like, I don't know, standalone bonus scenes that we make just for you or video of what we're doing right the fuck now, just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. Lots of other perks over there for you, and thank all the patron supporters. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email for free loaders, please write to the podcast at... alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's alchemythisemail@gmail.com. Scene one comes from patron VIP supporter Thomas Lawson. Y'all remember Thomas Lawson, who wrote, "Hey, Alchemy crew, greetings from the frozen wastelands of Michigan." Hey, how's that COVID doing out there in Michigan? Isn't that something? My suggestion is as follows: warehouse mutiny. Thank you, Thomas. What time we think we're going to break for lunch today? It seems like it's about a half hour.
Turns out we can't work. We can't take a break for lunch today. We're backed up on packages, and we got to work straight through it. So, if you've got food, you can eat it on the line, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I brought.
Hey, you guys, you're not going to believe what I packed for lunch today. I can't
we guess?
Wait to get it.
Can we guess?
Yeah, of course.
Poop. poop again.
Oh, no, please, there's no way not, he would have packed that for lunch.
No, it's not poop. No, no, it's up. No, it's a hot sandwich though. All right, and it's just a. I got like here. I got a burnt tenderloin right between two nice.
Hey, do you mind? Do you mind working while you're telling this story? We're skipping lunch over here, so I don't see why we have to talk with our hands on our hips. Put your hands in the box.
Skipping lunch? What do you mean? What do you mean? I can't skip lunch.
We have to skip lunch. We're back. I mean, the weather.
What do you mean
we're back? Everything went crazy.
We never left. What do you mean we're back?
We're backlogged. Sorry, we're backlogged.
Backlogged. Well, we have to take a break. We're not going to. We have to eat, right?
We can eat on the line. We can eat on the line, Tommy.
How the hell am I going to eat on the line? I'm using my hands. I'm checking all the goddamn equipment. I'm not going to be able to eat like that. What? We have to be able to break for lunch.
Ding! Attention, employees. It's Mr. Filch up in the office.
Oh, shit.
Just wanted to say sorry again about yet another missed lunch opportunity, but we just want to let you know this company loves you. Okay, bye.
Hear that? They love us.
I don't know where they'd be without us.
That feels like a nice warm blanket.
We got to do something.
What do you mean?
I can't skip another lunch.
Why?
I can't skip it. My body's deteriorating. My body's just withering away.
Have you passed a reflecting device recently? You could drop 30, 40 lbs, no problem.
All right. Well, that's part of the withering, all right? So the first thing to go is muscle.
Sure.
Okay, Chuck, the first thing the body eats is muscle, and then it goes for fat, all right?
So you're going to want to get some muscle first?
All right, okay. You know what? I have to use the restroom for 30 to 45 minutes.
Hold up. What's up, new guy?
I'm just have an idea. Maybe we can be the boss.
You know, last time I heard from you, you were just passing through town and taking this job to, quote-unquote, help us out.
I'm seasonal.
All right. So what's this idea now?
Take breaks whenever we want. Be our own boss.
Keep talking.
You're talking about a startup. You're talking about creating a whole new...
That's right.
Business.
No.
What's the
same
idea?
Same business.
Where we create a startup that's a warehouse?
Look, there's one of him, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, at least 6 of us on the line at all times.
There's a night shift that you're not even counting right now.
And there's also the...
Attention employees, Mr. Filch, who loves you again. Just wanted to let everybody know again, sorry about the lunch thing. also, the power's going to be shut down for a couple hours. Going to need somebody to volunteer for yet another game of Mr. Treadmill for the conveyor belt. Call up to the office if you want to be the guy. I love you.
See, he loves it.
Ryan, just give me another scotch. Let's just close the warehouse down for the day and go play a round of golf. Who gives a shit?
One scotch?
I don't know. That place can't run without me. I love those guys.
Just put your get a recording. Put it on a loop. Who gives a shit, all right?
Put a recording on a loop? But it's my home. I've built a home of that factory.
Ryan, you love them. They love you. I know that. But look, just tell them they got to stay there for a couple days. We'll be back.
Oh, all right. Let me call in another recording for it. Attention, everybody. This is Mr. Filch up in the office. First of all, I love you. Second of all, lunch thing. Third of all, still need a Mr. Treadmill. Fourth of all, don't come to the office to see me right now because I'm definitely there. Okay, bye.
You know, I was on a pirate ship once.
Keep talking.
Bullshit.
I was.
With a Y or I?
I don't, like a pirate
with an I or Y, like pyrite, like the stone.
Oh, I believe a pyrite ship. Sure, is pyrite fool's gold?
Hey, new guy, don't listen to either one of those two knuckleheads. I'm into this. What's the pirate thing?
Just saying, you know, the captain wasn't treating us so well, and we took over that ship. And
how many of you?
6 plus there was a night shift.
Cut to the pirate ship.
Let's go to the pirate ship. To it. Onward. Onward, all of us. Yes.
Yes. What time does the night shift punch in?
Fall in. We must go to the pirate ship. Where the hell is the first mate who said to the pirate ship? Where the hell did he go? Okay. All right. Listen up. Everyone. We have a job. Holy shit. Is he okay?
Are you the
holy shit.
Are you the night shift that we heard so much about?
I am. My name is Daryl. I am from Cincinnati. This is let's just get honest here. First time captaining a night ship. I have logged over 10,000 hours virtually though, so that does count for something. But we are going to the pirate ship. So let's. Where is that first mate? Did anyone?
I gotta be honest, new guy. That story sounds like complete bullshit.
All right. Then.
But I'm willing to give it a try anyway. Because Tommy here's hungry. He's real hungry. And I'm sick of this shit.
Wow. So you're doing this for Tommy?
I'm doing this for money. Oh, you mean what I think you're trying to get at? Oh, I don't even want to say the word.
Well, I'm looking over at the reservation, Mr. Filchup, and it seems that the card that was placed on is declined. Is there another card?
Oh, that's weird.
Come on, just give her a card. Give her a card.
I don't have another card. This is my business card. It's weird that it wouldn't work. This company has plenty of money. Try it again.
Okay.
No, it's Filch, not Filchup, by the way.
Filch.
Just Filch.
That might make a difference. Okay. Let's see here.
Did it go?
You're actually getting flagged, Mr. Filch.
Flagged?
It seems that the MGM Resort and all its subsidiary casinos as well as resorts are saying that you've been banned from the properties.
Hold on a second. I got to make a recording. Attention on the warehouse floor. Does anyone have like $40? Like two 20s you can just slip under the door and I'll definitely be inside to get it and not come quickly running back to get it and then go back to the restaurant I was at. Not that last thing, the first one. Okay, I love you.
So, you're looking for weapons for a mutiny, huh?
Well, I mean, it seems like the place we'd go here to get weapons.
Yeah.
I haven't done a lot of mutinies, but it seems like the, hardware stuff fix them up.
You're at the right place, man. You're at the right place.
Yeah, the handyman's going to have the weapons. I mean, saws, that looks dangerous. Hammers. I could crack a skull with a hammer.
Yeah. I just needed to know what you wanted. All right?
Mutiny.
No. The weapons, not your overall goal. I don't care about your overall goal.
Well, I hope you do care about the overall goal because I think it affects you too.
No, I run my own business. This is a sole proprietor. Oh,
you're not a subsidiary, huh?
No, it's a small. I've had this business has been with our family for over 60 years.
Oh shit! No employee discount for me then, huh?
You're not an employee.
I just want to be the first. As the mayor of Clements, and to be able to offer to Mr. Marshall here, as well as with his family, a long-standing business here on Main Street that has just outfitted so many of our citizens with a vast array of weapons and different artifacts that have been used to bludgeon, stab, and create a lot of mayhem. But this is the key to the city. And today, October 3rd, will always be known as Marshall Day. So thank you so much. Would you like to say something?
Thank you.
Congratulations!
Yeah, thanks. There's my brother right there. So he's my younger brother. He decided not to.
I didn't inherit the business.
No, he went to grad school. So he's a professor now. That's fine. And
it's still respectable.
No one. Gary, everyone's fine. It's a great college. So he got tenured recently.
What's that supposed to mean?
No, nothing. It is. It's a very good college. I don't.
You don't, always do this.
No, Gary, I don't. Gary, I don't. All right. Can we just save it for dinner? All right. I'm talking.
Look, everyone in Clements knows that you got this place and I didn't.
Everyone knows that I'm also older, Gary. It's not, you know, Mr.
Mayor. Oh, just the spare, not the heir.
What does that mean? Listen, Mr. Mayor, I'm sorry. Thank you for this honor. Gary, don't, please, don't boo me here. This is. I came to your graduation. I didn't boo you there. I think we can both. Gary, stay. Well, stay in the audience, Gary. Gary,
I'm coming up there.
No, no, Gary.
I'm coming up on that stage.
Don't get to
it. I'm getting that key. Give me that key. I'm going to open every door in this town.
Well, what weapons did you get?
Well, it turns out I didn't have an employee discount. I guess we just ship a lot of Marshall tools, and we're not a part of that company. So,
You went to Marshall tools. You're supposed to go get guns.
Huh?
We got all that stuff here. We got axes, razors.
Well, we got more of it now, so we can dual wield it.
These are tiny as hell. What are these?
They're affordable. And you know what? It's not the size of the hammer. It's the motion of the swing.
Hey, I know. I'm just the new guy. Oh, let's listen up.
Hey, everybody. Still waiting on that $40. Still waiting on a Mr. Treadmill. Love you. That's all.
I slipped $40 under his door.
Sammy, why? I need you to pipe down so the new guy can share more. What's up?
What's that movie in Chicago? It's very famous where the kid skips school. I can't think of it for the life of me.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Thank you. Thank you. You ever consider that's what's happening to us here?
Huh?
Never mind. I'm just...
I didn't skip school. I came to work.
The Untouchables. Untouchables.
That is scene one. I'm afraid that is scene one.
I'm afraid.
Yep. Untouchables is how I've always wanted to end the scene.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee.
visit RiteRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Scene 2 comes from listener Ryan, who wrote, "Alchemist, I've been listening to the podcast since the beginning, and I love each one of you. Last night while listening to the show, every single ad was for a Maximum Feeling condom. That got me thinking. Scene suggestion. A condom designed specifically to give both parties no feeling whatsoever. Thank you. I love you, Ryan from Portland. P.S. James, please host more shows." Yeah, we'd all like that. We'd all like that. Baby, you want me to take care of some business here?
You gonna do taxes?
Yeah. I'm gonna do my taxes and then I'm gonna...
Why don't we just have sex?
Okay, sure. We can do that.
No. Don't use those.
Why?
Use one of these.
Whoa. What's happening there? What is that?
This right here?
What's it made out of?
Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a shit. No, but in all seriousness, are you allergic to shellfish?
No.
Okay, great. Because this is 100% shellfish condom.
Did you say shellfish condom?
Yeah.
Okay, I've never been this excited.
It's amazing. Not only does it feel like the back of a lobster,
right?
But on the inside.
The irony is it'll protect you from getting crab.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to return the rest of these condoms.
Huh?
Are you all right, sir?
Sorry. I would like to keep our voices down, and I'd like to return the rest of these condoms in this box.
Are you from New Hampshire?
I am, in fact, from New Hampshire. So please, let's not make a big deal out of this. Here's my receipt. I bought it just yesterday afternoon. And
were there problems with the item?
Yeah, it was neither my wife nor I had any sensation and were unable to complete the act of sex.
I'm not sure most of that's my business.
I agree. And that's why I'd like to just get this return done nice and fast.
Yeah. Okay, I'm not sure why you're in a hurry. So can we just replace the item and see?
I'd like something that gives me a little more excitement.
Okay, how do you feel?
I'd like more excitement as well.
Oh, we'd like something that excites both of us.
May I suggest anal beads?
My goodness.
My goodness. You can suggest that.
Okay.
Do you have that at CVS?
Of course we do.
Do you have anal beads at the CVS?
Grandma, we got you on camera selling your own kind of bracelets again. And you're not allowed to sell your own bracelets. Okay.
Get that camera out my house. Okay. Get that camera out my house.
Okay, Graham, we're going to do that, okay? We're going to do that. But I just want you to know, we saw you on camera. I just want you to know you can't be selling your own bracelets.
Why? Tell me why.
Because that's a liability to the store, all right? And I don't understand. They're not even clasped. They're just a loose string of beads.
They can clasp them if they want.
Well, honey, just grab these behind the counter. Are those? I don't know. What's grandma's crammers?
I mean, they sound wholesome. Mm. Sir, are these wholesome anal beads?
I'm sorry. Yeah, just step out for a second. Can I help you out? What's going on?
Did you say wholesome?
I did.
Right. That's what I thought. So what part of anal beads doesn't sound wholesome to you?
Well, I don't know, but making it Grammy style makes it a little bit more wholesome.
Okay. So you want the Grammy style.
Is that what they're called?
Grammys Crammers.
Grammys Crammers.
It says right there. This packaging looks homemade. Does somebody just slip these up? Did someone slip these by the register?
We got them from Etsy.
Were you two about to have sex when we walked into this CVS?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'm not sure if I understood everything correctly. Were you looking for a new condom? Is that right?
No, we want to return these condoms.
So you don't want a condom at all?
Well, is it necessary?
I don't know. This is your relationship. Do you want a condom or not? What the fuck is that? What they asked for, another condom?
Well, everybody always says you should always wear a condom.
We've been married for 45 years, though.
I'm just God saying. Hasn't just... blessed us with a child yet, but we don't care.
It's probably because you're wearing condoms.
Huh?
It's probably because you keep having condom sex.
Well,
I don't
look,
understand.
I got this condom. It's completely made out of shellfish.
Uh-huh. And does it feel like the back of a lobster?
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does. And the reservoir tip, let me just say this, it could fill the ocean. Right? Not really, legally. But I'm just going to leave these on the table here. If you want them, you could take them. If not, whatever, all right? So,
Grandma, how did you find your passion in life?
Nah, it started a long time ago when I was on a ship. I was sailing around the world.
Anyway, I'm having a hard time picking a major in college.
Have you thought about oceanic studies?
Yeah. The water's so cold.
But if you're on the water, you see the world like I did when I traveled on a ship.
Because I was thinking like something I could make with my hands like you did.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Maybe you should study ocean rocks. That's what I did. They're the smoothest rocks in the world. I learned about them when I was sailing around on...
Amberger, I'm looking over your transcript, and your classes are all over the place. You don't have enough to get a minor in anything.
I'm confused.
Okay, Amberger, what's going on?
Well, you know, part of me wants to make money, but another part of me wants to honor my passion.
Okay, what's your passion?
I don't know yet. What's yours?
Teaching.
Wow. Maybe mine's teaching.
Okay, well, if you want to get to the school of education...
My grandmother wants me to go to the ocean.
Okay, Amber. Well, you're going to either have to choose a major... Or we're going to have to send you out into the sea.
Wait, what?
We're gonna put you on a raft, and we're just going to send you out to sea.
I'll choose a major.
Okay, what are you going to choose?
Ocean rocks.
Ocean rocks? Okay, interesting, because those classes are on a raft that we push out to sea as well. So, to avoid
that. So if the anal beads is too much of a turnoff, we've also got ocean rocks.
Mm. Ooh, ocean rocks, honey. Yep.
Ocean I just rocks. Feel like it'd be hard to fetch those back out if we put them in. The string of them makes it much easier.
They're very, very smooth, the anal ocean
They
rocks.
Look smooth. They feel very soft on my face.
Look, see, doesn't that feel nice?
But the problem is once you put them in, you'd never get them back.
Well, and also, you should know, once you take them out of the package as you have, you own those particular ocean rocks.
Oh, well,
yeah.
Oh, that's
I mean,
how
they do
get
look
you.
Smooth
that's
against
how
your
they
face.
They get you here all the time.
They make you want to put it against your face. So let's get some grandma's crammas and some ocean rocks. And
what the hell? Throw in a lobster one, too.
All right. So this is your raft. All right. the sail itself is, just a lot of hand fabric, I guess is the best way to put it. It's gloves. I call gloves hand fabric, but latex gloves. And I've stapled a couple together just to make it a little thicker.
Are you the professor?
One of them, yeah.
I am the other professor. You thought I was probably a student, but I graduated early. Then I matriculated from my PhD program even earlier. So I'll be teaching the class on waves and tides.
Yep. Yeah, that's it. So that little cooler there's got a one of those little tiny water jugs, you know, one per person. And then we just got a couple of ham sandwiches.
So am I to understand that the entire semester is at sea?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It's what we like to call a water day, even though it's a semester. You're at sea, but we call it a water day. It rolls off the tongue.
Yeah.
So this rope right here, you're 6 feet. And what else? What else? What else? Here's a conch. If you want to just blow that.
Hey, is there any, you know, sex happening on this raft?
Like if you want to jerk off on it, judging me?
Yeah, if I wanted to jerk off or,
it's, you know. Yeah, you're out there. I mean, you're on school property, so I'd be warned. But that, is, you know, it's a solo raft. It can only fit about half a person. So you're going to have to be standing most of the time.
That's usually how I do it anyway.
All right.
I'm a standing type.
I will have to report this conversation. You know, just as an educator to student, you know, I have to.
All right. I don't know which one of these things we should use
just,
first.
Just reach, I'm ready. I'm ready. Just reach in the bag and pull the first one out.
It's the whichever ocean one beads. It's the ocean rocks.
Okay. Well, those are the ones we were kind of forced to get.
Is it cheating if I put them back in and get the other ones out?
No, we have to do it. We said, you and I said early on in our relationship that anytime we made a little short game like that, we was going to do it to its fullest.
Well, that's so, true. Otherwise, it's not a game at all.
Exactly. And life's a big game. And that's what we said in our vows. And that's what I believe to this day. So let's figure. Oh, maybe we can use them like chakra stones. I'm going to lay here. Uh-huh. Put them up. Put them on me on my chakras.
All right. Well,
let me just undo my robe. Put them right on my chakras.
So here's they're a little cold. Maybe I should. I'll heat them up real quick.
Oh, put them. Put them in your armpits. Just put them in your armpits.
I'm going to heat them up on the stove. That's a lot
faster. Oh, that's going to get real hot.
All right, Walgreens employees and owners, everybody get into this huge hall. Come on in, file in.
What's happening? You should get this on a megaphone or something. You're just telling us one at a time.
Girl.
There's a lot of people out in the lobby that don't know about this
yet. They're not a PA system?
All right, listen. Whoever can hear me, just pass this on. We are getting our asses handed to us by CVS, okay?
We're getting our asses handed to us by CVS. CVS.
Okay. Well, why are we watching TBS at work?
CBS, the place we work.
CBS.
I know it might seem impersonal, but maybe you should send a mass email.
Mm-hmm, maybe, but hold on. Did I hear somebody works at CBS? Because this is a Walgreens convention.
Oh, no.
Did I hear somebody works at CBS? It's a Walgreens convention.
Oh, shit. You guys, I'm sorry. I'm at the wrong spot. Put on the wrong name tag.
Get him. Get him. Hey, get
somebody get him. No, it's okay.
We got him. Oh, man. All right, who's going to eat the heart?
I'll eat it.
We should get some information out of him first.
Well, he's dead, man. I mean, he's eating his heart. He's eating his heart.
As you're doing that, I want you to consider ways we can compete with CVS, specifically in the sex game.
What do you say?
Other than killing their employees, we should compete sexually?
Yeah. Killing one employee at a time doesn't hurt their bottom line. You understand
right,
that,
right,
Ted?
Right.
Yeah. So that's it. Everyone just, you know, go about your day and consider ways maybe we could infiltrate.
Wait, we paid for a 3-day weekend in Tampa for this?
Yeah. Yeah. Just not talk amongst yourselves, gather ideas, brainstorm. Go
you said not talk or now talk?
Now's the time to talk.
And are we specifically wanting to compete with their like sexual side?
That's right.
All right. So we're going to talk sex this weekend in Tampa.
I'd say.
Mr. Filchin, if I'm saying that correctly.
Yeah, actually. No end at the end. I love you. What's up?
I love you. The card right here that we have for the Tampa Radisson, it's been declined.
Come on. Come on.
Come on, Phil. Just pull out another card. Man. Just
I'll do it. I don't have any other cards. I guess I'm going to talk to some of these convention guys. Excuse me. Hey, you with the Walgreens name tag. You.
What's up?
You got 40 bucks I can borrow. I love you.
Huh? You do?
Yeah. Yeah, I love you. Do you have $40 I can...
Is that paying for sex?
No, it's paying for lunch at the country club for paying sex. What?
Well, you said you love me. It's at the very here's $40. This is exciting. I feel like I just paid for love.
Oh, that's not what I was intending. Well, when in Tampa, I suppose. 642. Here's my
get
extra
on the,
key.
Get on the ground. Get on the what ground, the, sir. You've just been arrested for prostitution. You've just been arrested for prostitution,
me
right?
Me too, or just him?
Wait. Who, get the hell off. You work for the department. All right, now.
Hang on a second. Hang on a second. I just got to make a quick recording. Attention, employees. wondering if Mr. Treadmill could make his way down and become Mr. Bailout at the Clements Police Station. I'll be down here for a while.
That is scene two. Mr. Bailout.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Scene three comes from Alchemaniac Nicholas Machauer, who wrote, okay, here we go. Scene suggestion. What is love? Cheers, Nick.
Dr. Phillips, your 4 o'clock is here. both members of the couple arrived. So, unlike last week,
Steve, I get it. Yeah.
You'll be able to speak to both of them.
Thank you, Steve.
Do you want me to send them in together?
Yes, please, Steve. Thank you.
So not one at a time?
Not one at a time. No, okay. Couples therapy. So send them as a couple. And we're going to try to use the intercom less. All right?
I don't understand how the headset works. So I find physically getting up from my desk and coming into your office.
I love it.
Steve, is the best way for me.
No, I agree. And that's, you know, we want to focus on that. But we did.
Will you be having lunch today?
Yeah. I emailed you what I wanted. Yeah.
You. Right. Emails, because it's 2017. All right.
Okay,
I'll look for the email.
Thank you,
I'll
Steve.
I'll let the Robinsons know that you are ready for them.
They can come on in. All right. Thank you.
Well, I don't know what they're going to do, but I'll let them know.
Thanks, Steve.
Mr. and Mrs. Robertson. Mr. and Mrs. Robinson.
That's us. Okay. That's us. I thought it was very similar. Robertson's, I was like, wow, is there I don't even see another couple here.
You're a bundle of joy. All right. Well, the doctor is ready to see you both now that you've both decided to arrive at the time of your appointment. So that's the door. Help yourself. Thank you. All right.
Have a seat. Have a seat.
Oh, thank you.
You know, every time we chat, I love your is it a Delawarean accent? Is that right?
Uh-huh. That's the one.
And yeah, you classic Arizona. All right. So let's start with where we left off a few weeks ago when you both came.
Well, I'm so sorry that last week we didn't come together. We didn't realize it was mandatory to do it at the same time.
We explicitly didn't say. We just assumed, so that was our fault, too. All right? Well, that's a good point, Terry. But
You understand him so much better than me. I feel like what we need is a translator. I don't speak men talk. I don't understand what men are saying most times.
Well, Terry, she has a point. You have a point, all right? Both points exist.
What did he say?
He said, I never get to speak. And so.
Oh, God, I love this. What's he saying now?
This is therapy time, so I don't want to just translate for you.
Is the doctor available to see me now?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What I mean is the doctor available to see me now?
What time was your appointment?
11:15.
Okay, and so what time is it now?
10:45.
Right. So you want to go in early.
Is he available to see me?
Okay, first of all, whoa, very aggressive. And B, no, he isn't.
So you went for numbers first and then letters second. Is that right?
My friends and I think it's funny, but apparently it's not for everyone. So why don't you wait your turn and go in at your appointment of 11:15.
All right. You know what? I'm going to go walk around, maybe get something to eat. I'll be back.
That's all right. On a need-to-care basis.
Welcome to Sbarro's. How can I help you?
Yeah, I'll
sorry.
The lady's first, sir.
Wait, which side is the line? Where's the line start?
It doesn't matter, man. The lady's first, all right?
That's okay. What were you going to get, sir?
I was just going to get a chili dog.
Wait, you're looking for chili dogs or us? That's next door. This is the Barrow's Pizza.
Well, I'll wait until you get it.
Well, I guess you've been waiting for a while. All right. What's up, beautiful? What do you want?
I'll have a chili dog.
I got to go over to Chili Dogs or Us, get you two chili dogs, because you two won't go over there.
What the hell is Sbarro doing here? This is chili dog territory.
Yeah, what you doing here, Sbarro?
I need two chili dogs because there's got two customers who don't want to walk over here, won't leave my counter, so I got to come order for them.
Oh, a likely story, huh?
Yeah. You're lucky we don't open your chest and eat your heart.
Yeah. Like at Walgreens.
I read the article. Hey, listen, this is my first time on this side of the counter. And it's just weird, you know? I'm used to being on the other side with you. So
you were never with us. Even when you worked here, you weren't with us.
You always made the chili dogs flat.
I know. Yeah.
You never had them rounded out.
Why'd you have them into triangles?
And just, I got divorced today. That's why I'm at the mall celebrating.
Nice. And you wanted to go get a Sbarro?
Yeah, but then you said chili dog, and I was like, that's actually what I want. I want a chili dog.
Yeah, they're good.
You ever been married? Oh.
Yeah, I have.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Five times.
Five times?
Yeah.
Wow. What did you learn?
Prenup for the second one.
Yeah.
First one, you got to learn to listen. Third one, never, ever buy a houseboat. Fourth one, don't take on their pets. And the fifth one, well, I have a lot of work to do.
Here you go, guys. You know? Two chili dogs just for you. All right. Thank you. That's love for the customer. All right. That's the definition of loving a customer. All right. That'll be $882. Yes.
Each?
No.
$882?
Yeah.
How the hell am I going to pay that much for a goddamn dog on a stick? You know what? I don't want this anymore.
Well, me either.
Why don't you take this dog and shove it? You want to call me? I can cook something up real good.
Shove it up your... Yeah, I'm going to go cook.
What the fuck?
Excuse me.
Excuse me. Excuse me, sir. My name is Filch. I've told you're the man talk to about loving the customer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I know. I've just been in this business a long time. Family business. Sbarro's.
I love my employees, but apparently they don't love me back.
Mm.
They mutinied.
They mutinied? How'd they do it?
Now I don't. How are they? I don't. What do you mean? How are they doing? They mutinied. They betrayed me.
No, I said, how
are they doing?
I said, how did they do it? Not how
they. I asked him to slip $40 under.
Excuse me. Did you say you were actually going to go home and cook?
Oh, yeah, I did. Oh, didn't I talk to you like 2 days ago?
Yeah, we met at the Sbarro.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And I took down your license plate and found out where you lived, and I was staking out for the last night. It got cold, as you know. And then I saw you walking into this tobacco smoke shop, and I thought that would be the time to approach you to see if you ended up cooking and what you cooked.
I did.
What did you make?
A tri-tip. I grilled some romaine. Made myself an arugula salad, butter lettuce, with the olive oil, mustard, a little bit of
syrup. There's no loitering here, so unless you're coming in to buy cigars. Thank you.
Did you call me a lawyer?
No, a loiterer.
We weren't talking about law, sir.
Ain't no law happening here.
No, loiter. It's probably my Virginia accent. L-O-I-T-E-R, loiterer.
L-A-W-E-R-I-N-G.
Yeah, that's not what I said, sir. But if you just can't be in front of the store because either you're coming in or you're not. So if you're not.
Okay, I'll take a. Do you sell chili dogs?
No, it's a cigar shop. It's a tobacco shop.
Well, why don't I get a chili dog too? Hey,
you're not inside yet, so you guys can just do what you want. I'm just saying you can't.
So we can lawyer outside?
No lawyers.
Just no lawyers.
Oh, you want to handle him mano a mano? Let's go.
No, hey, sir, don't slap
Hit
me.
Him. Hit
don't
him.
Don't slap me. Don't. I'm going back in. Ding, ding.
Damn.
Wow.
Safe zone. Can't touch him.
You are strong.
Yeah, I used to bench press raccoons around my house.
Wow.
I'd get a stick full of dead meat, and I'd let them all jump on top. And then I'd just bench press as many raccoons as fit on that stick.
Well, I guess I'll be heading out then.
Ding, ding.
Did one of you just hit one of my employees?
Yeah, I did.
You?
Yeah, I did.
You're going to need a lawyer, because I'm about to whoop you. What? You're a lawyer? Are you his lawyer?
I don't know. Am I?
Yeah. I really like that.
All right. Well, if you're lawyered up, I got to talk to you, I guess. Tell your client that if he doesn't leave, I'm going to whoop his ass.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. 5 cents, 10 cents, 15 cents, 20.
Are you gonna tell him?
20, sorry, he's obviously cents. Counting.
25.
It's change.
886. $8.
May no, I'm on this business.
Oh.
Sole proprietor.
What do you know about loving a customer?
You do anything for a customer. That's what love is.
And I was like, you were just about to hit one.
He was there. My employee told me you two were loitering out here. So you weren't a customer.
You know what? We would like to be customers. 2 chili dogs, please.
Here, bear hug first. God, I missed this. You too, sir.
That's nice.
You
get over there.
What's going on?
3-way hug. Come on.
You want to go? Let's go, you son of a bitch. No, you want to fight me?
No. I love my custom.
I just don't know what you're trying to say to me. Call the doctor. Call the doctor. Get him on the phone. Okay. Hopefully it's not that goddamn receptionist. She gives me a bad attitude every time I talk to her. Oh, I understand that. You too?
Yeah.
Did you even dial?
Yeah.
I trust you. I trust you. Is that supposed Hello. To be me?
You've reached the Filch building. If you know the correct code for the department you're trying to reach, please enter now. If not, the directory will be available after the beep.
Terry, are you doing one of your recordings right now?
Yeah.
Huh?
So, all right. For the dentist, press 1. For cars, press 2. For tiny... Did you press 2? Transferring you to cars.
This is cars. How can I help you? No.
Give me the phone.
We have salesmen, but we don't have any doctors
Hello?
Here.
Hello? Yes. Is this you're not the doctor.
No, this is
Are
cars.
You a man?
This is cars. Yes, I'm a man.
Are you? I can understand you. Okay. What I need is really just a translator. This is love I'm dealing with here. I need to know what my husband wants to say. Can you talk to him and tell me what he's saying?
Wait, you know love, Tracy?
How did you know my name? Is that what my husband said to you?
No, we got an employee named Love Tracy here.
Oh, no. Can you tell me what my husband tells you on the phone and translate for me? And yeah, my name is Stacy.
Stacy. Okay. Stacy, nice to meet you. We love our customers. All right, Dad, give it back to the other person. I'll see what they're saying.
Here he is.
All right. All right, put it back. Put your partner back on. Stacy!
I'm going to put you on speakerphone. It's going to be way easier.
Boop. I don't like speakerphone. Yeah. All right.
What did he say?
He said he feels like a chili dog.
Oh, my God. I feel like a chili dog. We've been a bunch of chili dogs over here for sure. Do you say anything else?
No, that was the majority of it.
Well, I guess you're behind bars now, huh? Sorry, I wasn't such a good lawyer after all.
Yeah. Did you actually study law in college?
No.
No?
I did a semester at sea.
Yeah. Was there any law? It doesn't matter. I'm here.
Look, I like you. I don't know if I made that clear. I really like you.
Yeah, I'm kind of, you know, I'm not really feeling it in the moment. You know, I am serving 16 years.
Sure.
So, you know, mentally, I got to be here, you know.
No, I know. I'm stupid. I'm an idiot.
2 minutes. Say what you need to say because it ends in 2 minutes.
Say what I need to say in 2 minutes. I guess this is goodbye.
Oh, you're not going to come back to visit?
I don't think so. What did you say, 16 years?
Yeah. Yeah, but I'll get out in 12 with good probation.
Yeah. Okay, well.
I mean, you did have a lot to do with me being in here, maybe once a month. Or
my clock was wrong. 30 seconds. 30 seconds. Wrap it up.
So I just need to know. I do need to tell the guards if you're coming or not. Because
I'm not. I'm going to head back to that food court.
What? And, wait, come on. Just come. Wait. Don't leave me like this. Come on. I can't be alone. Come on. Don't do this. Don't do this to me, please. Don't do this. I ain't doing this.
Oh, so you do like me?
Yeah.
Time's up.
I'll be all here right, tomorrow.
Let's go, inmate. Let's go.
She likes me. She likes me. She likes me.
So
end scene three in the show on a happy note. Love is eternal.
Aw.
Yeah. Thank you all very much for being here for our second to last recording of 2021. Let's start our thanks with Mr. Christoph Arado. Christoph?
I mean, come on.
Right?
This is a blast.
Yeah.
I'll do this for the next 100 years if I can.
Yep. I'll send over the contract this afternoon.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you. Mark Gagliardi, thank you so much.
Oh, man. It's so good to see you guys. Happy New Year to everybody. And thank you. Yeah. This is always super fun. And may everybody have hog jowls on New Year's Day.
Please.
Amen.
James Heaney, thank you so very much and Happy New Year.
Thank you. I'm so glad 2022 is going to be everything I dreamed that 2020 and 2021 was going to be. You guys put me in a much better mood than I started this show.
Oh, excellent. Our work is done here. Atul Singh, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It's always fun to be here. I'm excited about next year. If anyone goes to the Glendale pool or the Echo Park pool, maybe you'll see me there.
Look at that sweet mug, Atul.
Whoa.
Is sporting. Oh, nicely played. Joey Greer.
Yes.
Thank you. Much love being sent to the area of the country that you are in.
Yeah, we need it.
I mean, I could give the specific address if you're cool with that.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
1162?
No.
Oh, you're saying don't do it.
I'm saying do not.
Okay. Party Down Lane, Miami, Florida.
How do I mute this motherfucker?
Oh, man. And let's thank our engineer and producer to the stars, Mr. Doug Bain.
Doug Bain.
Fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm your host, thanking you ever so much for spending another year with us. And regardless of when you're listening to this in the future, just know that right now, here in this moment, we are exceptionally grateful to you and much love to you and yours. Remember to be kind to each other. It's the easiest choice. And well, until next time.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyer's.com today.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.